Well, let's just pray that you are. Got to get inside.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church. There is a definite need for training the laity. The Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices, the laity. I would also point out that the Ministry of Laity Training is one of the four UFCCM ecclesiastical ministry offices. We have Ministry of Evangelism, Ministry of Communications, the Ministry of Laity Training, and also the Ministry of Clergy Training. Greetings and Happy New Year, dear UFCCM affiliates, friends, and supporters. This is the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training Outreach Broadcast. And this is Teacher Margaret Tindall extending a hearty welcome to all of our listeners on the phone, on Facebook, and at UFCCM.org. We give honor to our ecumenical patriarch, our Episcopal Board of Bishops, national officials, clergy affiliates, and our supporters from everywhere. Welcome to this, the first broadcast of 2022. Blessings to you all, and we pray that you all are well. We are approaching the beginning of our seventh year of this broadcast, and we continue to be excited about all that God is doing in, for, and through the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come before you this morning. Father, we give you glory, honor, praise. We worship and adore you. Father, we're so grateful that your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. We thank you, Father, for your love, extended so greatly that you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his life to pay the penalty for our sin. And we're so grateful, Father, that you have made the way for us to have salvation through Jesus Christ. We ask you, Father, today to look on the United Fellowship of Christian Churches and Ministries. Look on our ecumenical patriarch and every bishop, every affiliate, every member, every associate, every friend, and every supporter. We ask your continued blessings on each and every one of them. Father, we ask today that you look on our just look on us, Father. We need you as never before. Father, today as we come before you, we thank you that you have given us the spirit of prayer, our 24-hour prayer that we continually lay before you. Father, today as we come before you, we lift up Elder B. Emerson and her mother. We lift up Bishop Hobson. We lift up Bishop Emeritus Betty Brown. We lift up Bishop and Lady Kramer and all of those who are in the need of prayer this morning for healing, for deliverance. Father, we just lift them up to you and know, Father, that you will have your hand and that your will be done. Father, bless our broadcast today. Look on our presenter, our ecumenical patriarch, as he unfolds the words of life in our hearing today. Father, we ask, Father, that you look on our listeners. Touch and pierce every heart. Father, loosen tongues that our listeners may be willing to call in and to share their testimonies and give their comments as to how they have been blessed by this broadcast. Father, we're going to leave it in your hand. You know all unspoken requests that we have. We lay them at your feet, and we say thank you, Lord, in the name of your precious Son, Jesus, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, we thank God for the opportunity to be here today, and as our scripture that the Lord has laid upon my heart for this morning, a brief one, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, one of my favorite scriptures. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. In this psalm, which is an individual hymn of thanksgiving, we see David is praising God for delivering him from a life-threatening situation. And this applies to us as we praise and give thanks to God for deliverance from the various difficult situations we face. We praise God, we bless him, and we thank him for all that he has done, all that he is doing, and all that he will do. The year 2021, although fraught with the challenges of COVID, yet God has kept us, covered us, protected us, provided for us, and for this we are grateful, and for this we magnify his name and give him praise. You know, listeners, our God and his work and plans are unstoppable. In spite of COVID, in spite of Delta, in spite of Omicron, the unstoppable God has allowed us to experience 2021 as a wonderful year of powerful and enlightening broadcasts, our theme being continuing to move forward by faith. And it is by his grace that we were able to continue during these times with this broadcast, which has featured so many powerful, uplifting, and enlightening lessons, teachings, and messages. So as we begin this new year, as we approach our seventh year, we wait in anticipation for the great lessons and messages that God has in store for us. And now, as we, the UFCCM, come to focus on a new year and a new theme, we focus on the work God has assigned to each of us for the kingdom, for we know that God has greater in store for us. We're so elated because each year, during most of these 7 years, we have been so blessed to have our ecumenical patriarch, His Eminence, Bishop Henry A. Tindall Sr., as our first broadcast presenter every year. And he is often joined by our dear and beloved Mother Bishop Shirley A. Tindall. Bishop Tindall starts off by setting the tone each year for our UFCCM focus and direction for our upcoming 2022 annual conference and enlightening lessons on the theme that God has given him for 2022. There's so much I could say by way of introduction, but suffice it to say, we love and honor our ecumenical patriarch, a true man of God, a teacher of the word, an anointed prophet, and just a wonderful leader that God has blessed us with. So right now, I want you to tune in, to just open up your ears and your hearts and just receive what the Lord will bring to us through our ecumenical patriarch. So without further ado, Bishop Tindall, I'm turning it over to you.
Thank you very much, Teacher Tindall. And greetings to all of you that are listening to this radio broadcast today. We thank you for taking the time to share with us this afternoon in our time zone. We wish to give special thanks to our Chair Lady of Laity Training, Teacher Margaret Tindall, for her diligence and consistent effort in bringing forth our Laity Training broadcast. We thank the Lord for his grace, Bishop H.D. Haywood, who works right with her as far as our technical aspect of this ministry is concerned. And we give Bishop Haywood so much honor and thanks today, as well as to our precious Mother Bishop, who is 150%, amen, I guess could go on with the percentages, involved in this ministry, right by our side in all that we're doing.
Bless you, Bishop.
And to all of the other bishops that may be tuned in today, pastors, overseers, elders, to everybody, we're just glad you're here today. We have been led of the Lord to bring our message today from the book of 1 Corinthians. Prayer has already been offered, so we're going to get right into this. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 58, we read these words. I would like to read in both the King James Version as well as in the Amplified Bible. In the King James Version, it says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." That same scripture from the Amplified Bible says, "Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, always doing your best and doing more than is needed, being continually aware that your labor, even to the point of exhaustion, in the Lord is not fruitful, nor wasted. It is never without purpose."
Amen.
From this passage of the Lord's word, we have been led by the Holy Spirit to use the statement, steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in Christ, as the theme for the UFCCM for the year 2022. We have been seeking the Lord in prayer for quite some time for an appropriate word from the Holy Spirit, as we usually do, to use as our annual theme. My initial leading was to go to the book of Joshua and speak from the theme, from the word of God that God gave to Joshua as he faced the challenge of leading God's people into the promised land after the death of Moses. Joshua was faced with the promise of a new land, plentiful in resources and flowing with milk and honey. But he was mindful that there were tremendous obstacles in front of him. Before he could even go into the new land, there was the deep and swift flowing waters of the Jordan River. Perhaps he could see that just beyond the Jordan River was the massive and impenetrable walls of mighty Jericho. He personally knew from experience that the land was inhabited by a tribe of giants. He needed a word from God to inspire and motivate God's chosen people to see beyond the imminent obstacles they face and to go forth courageously by the power of God and take back what had originally been theirs and possess the promises of God. God told Joshua to be strong, to be very courageous, be faithful to the word of God, and know that I will be with you wherever you go. Well, in like manner, we find ourselves having come this far, walking by faith and not by sight, through the uncharted wilderness of 2021. Continuing to move forward by faith, we must now continue to go forward and face new achievements, new experiences, new obstacles, new and difficult situations, new challenges and uncertainties. Like Joshua, we need a word from the Lord. We do not know what we may have to face in this new year, but there is one thing which we can be absolutely sure. We are assured that we do not walk alone, and that the same faith we have in our unchangeable God that has brought us this far will continue to be with us and carry us. There are two words and one phrase that the Lord has given to us to give to you that we believe will serve as a powerful encouragement and guiding light on your path, regardless of whatever unpredictable situation, regardless of whatever challenges or barriers you may face in this year, 2022. Remember this theme for 2022. Be steadfast. Mm-hmm. Be unmovable.
Yeah.
Be always abounding in Christ. Now, the word be is not in the theme, but a statement issued that way, it is understood that it's talking to the in the first person singular. And so for each of you, it means let me be steadfast.
Yes.
Let me be unmovable.
Uh-huh.
Let me be always abounding in Christ.
Amen.
When this word is read, passage is read in our English vernacular, and we read it from both King James and the Amplified Bible, it gives the impression that the word steadfast and unmovable both mean the same thing, and that perhaps the writer wanted to give an emphasis to the fact that we should be steadfast. However, when the Greek language is studied, these two words have a different meaning.
Mm-hmm.
The Apostle Paul used these words in his final exhortation to the church in Corinth in the closing of his renowned treatise on the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the resurrection of the believer.
Yes.
There were those in Corinth who denied the resurrection of the dead. And the apostle wanted to encourage the believers there to be unwavering in their faith. And so this is why he said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. I want you to go back just for a moment and listen to Mother Bishop read that verse again from the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58.
And this is in the King James Version, and it reads, therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Thank you, Mother Bishop. Now, there is a whole lot in that verse that we have not touched upon in our faith. And this is not because we want you to ignore the entire verse.
Yes.
Because I'm sure that as you individually meditate on this passage of Scripture, you will see why the Lord has used us to bring out these two words mm-hmm. and this phrase. First of all, be steadfast. From the Greek connotation, it means to be perseverant. It means to be firm in the faith,
yes.
to be established, to not be turned aside from what you believe. The apostle addressed this to the Corinthian church because there were so many unbelievers and so many people attacking their faith against their belief that Jesus actually rose from the dead.
Yes.
And that they wanted to destroy the hope of the Corinthian church and of the saints there in their belief that one day they were going to be resurrected just as Jesus was. So the apostle Paul wanted to emphasize them, wait a minute, be firm, mm-hmm. be steadfast, persevere, remain established, do not be turned aside by what you believe. An allusion is made to a wrestling match in the sense of a winner that stands his ground. In order to win the wrestling match, the winner is the one that stands his ground.
That's right.
He's sure. not pushed away
yeah.
from his firm stronghold on what he is doing. If we are going to be winners,
yeah.
and if we are going to be overcomers and achievers as never before, then stand your ground.
Mm-hmm.
Be steadfast. The Spirit is saying, no matter what you hear, no matter what you see other folk doing, regardless of where you see other folk up and going,
yes, that's right.
you stand your ground.
Yes.
Remember that you said, for God I live.
And for God I die.
Praise the holy name of the Lord. Remember what Paul told the saints at the church in Galatia.
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage.
And he emphasized that again in Galatians chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Did you read that?
That if any man or even an angel preach unto you any other gospel than that which you believe, let him be anathema, maranatha, which means cursed.
In other words, let anyone be cursed who tried to move you from the faith that you have in Jesus. God wants you to be steadfast. Now, not only you must be steadfast, but you must be unmovable.
Yes.
So you may say, well, if I'm steadfast, I'm unmovable. If I'm movable, I'm steadfast. Not necessarily. In the Greek, the word unmovable means do not yield to temptation mm-hmm. by allowing others to move you from that in which you stand. Mm-hmm. I like the analogy made in the Psalm. I shall not be moved.
Like a tree planted by the water, I shall not be moved.
Oh, bless his holy name. Psalms 1:1 says, the unmovable
shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Oh, bless the name of the Lord. To be unmovable, your roots must run deep.
Yes, Bishop.
That psalm talks about a tree planted by the rivers of water. What it does not mention is that a tree planted by the rivers of water
uh-huh.
has a tap root.
Very good, Bishop.
That tap root is the root that taps in to its source
yes.
of water.
Yes.
It runs deep
mm-hmm.
and it runs far until it reaches a source of water.
Yes.
And from the tap root, the water is drawn on up into the tree.
Mm-hmm.
The unmovable believer has a tap root. His root is connected to the fountain that never runs dry. Ephesians 3:17 tells us that because Christ dwells in our hearts by faith, we are rooted and grounded in love.
Amen.
The phrase always abounding in Christ. Now, Paul said, always abounding in the work of the Lord. But to abound in Christ, you must be busy. From the Greek, the translation gives the idea that always abounding means to be exceedingly active
mm-hmm.
and energetic in doing the work of the Lord. It implies that one be fully engaged
yes.
in obedience to the word, the way, and the will of Christ.
Amen.
Just a sidebar. You don't have to run around trying to push anybody else out of position to abound in the Lord.
Yes.
God has given you something to do. And what God has given you to do, you excel in that.
Yes.
You be fully engaged
yes.
in doing that. Don't try to push anyone out the way to get ahead, but you are effective and faithful in what God has given you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Your gift will make room for you.
Amen.
Now let us say that God is saying here that we must give no space
mm-hmm.
to the devil. When we are not fully engaged in the work of the Lord and allow our minds to become idle,
mm-hmm.
then we become participants in the devil's workshop.
Yes. Yes.
The idle mind is the devil's workshop. So God is saying be fully engaged, always abounding, but render full obedience to the work of the Lord.
Yes.
Understand that only what you do for Christ will last. That's all
mm-hmm.
that will be counted in the end. I thank Mother Bishop for reading our scriptures, but you read Galatians 6 and 9.
Galatians 6 and 9 reads, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
And I tell you, due season is here. We have been through 2020. We have been through, as Teacher Tindall said, this morning, Delta.
Uh-huh.
We're in the midst of Omicron.
Yes.
We're going through the initial COVID-19, people are yet dying,
yes.
people are yet getting sick from our same problems of overcrowded hospitals and so forth are going on. Employment is in trouble. Finances for so many people is yet messed up. There's so much going on in this world, but you are bound in the work of the Lord and do not be weary
Amen.
In doing good.
Yes.
For in due season, we shall reap if we faint not. I can say a lot about that, but I'm going to leave that alone. Listen to how the writer enforced that in Ecclesiastes 9 and 10. where he says,
whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might.
God is not pleased with us being half-handed Christians.
That's right, Bishop.
If we're going to be believers, we must totally believe.
Totally.
There's no middle ground.
Amen.
That I halfway believe or I think I believe or I guess I believe. Uh-uh. It's either 100% or get it or none.
Mm-hmm.
Because of when you realize what Christ has done for you,
yes,
and the price he paid for you to keep you from getting your just punishment, mm-hmm, oh my, how can we stand still with such great promises and great salvation from the Lord?
Yes.
You know, we ought to be good soldiers in the Lord's army.
Mm-hmm.
We ought to be steadfast under fire.
That's right, Bishop.
And unmovable from our posts and enthusiastic in battle.
Oh, God.
God is saying be steadfast. In other words, don't be ready to march when the sun is shining and you have on all your gear and you're fully feeling well and you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it gets cold and rainy and snowflakes are falling,
yes,
and ice is on the ground and you've sort of worn out the leather on your boots,
uh-huh,
that's not the time to give up.
That's right.
Keep on going on.
That's right.
Amen, because we must be steadfast under fire.
Yes.
Just because the enemy come against you is no reason for you to give up.
Amen.
It's no reason for you to be discouraged. You're trusting in God, Almighty God.
Yes.
God have all power in his hand. And he's encouraging you this morning and throughout this year with this thing. You be steadfast.
Yes.
Folk may talk about you. They may laugh at you. They may misunderstand you. They may abuse you. They may try to misuse you. You don't know how it goes. But you be steadfast.
Yes.
Regardless of the heat of battle, be steadfast. I'm just about finished. But remember, we understand that the battles of 2022 are not ours. We yet have to survive in the midst of this pandemic. Mm-hmm. We yet have all kinds of restrictions to deal with. We yet have serious concerns about our children and their schools. We yet have concerns about traveling. We yet have concerns about shortages of food and all kinds of things. What we must face, what 2022 unholds, is uncertain.
Yes.
But through it all,
through it all,
we know that the Lord holds me. The Lord holds you in the hollow of his hand.
Yes.
You may not know what tomorrow holds,
mm-hmm,
but thank God you know who holds tomorrow.
Amen.
And so let this be an encouragement. Let this be a guiding light to you when the going gets rough,
mm-hmm,
and when the hills seem to be hard to climb, you be steadfast.
Yes.
You
yes.
be unmovable. Always abounding in the work of the Lord.
Yes.
I'm not going to shake.
Yes.
Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm not going to shake and move out of the way, but I'm going to stand my ground. And my ground is on the word of the Lord.
Yes.
And the word of God is my rock. In World War II, you remember reading about the Rock of Gibraltar.
Okay. Yes.
And how they threw practically everything at it, but the rock would not move. Jesus is your rock. He's your rock in this weary land.
Yes.
He's a shelter. I know this is trite, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
He's a shelter in the time of a storm.
Yes.
He's a midnight company keeper.
Yes.
He's your rose in Sharon.
Yes.
He is your lily of the valley.
Mm-hmm.
He is your bright and morning star. I believe in the Lord. He's everything you need. And all
yes.
he wants you to do is be steadfast.
Yes.
You can go where you want to go, but I've been putting this down to the common vernacular. I ain't going nowhere. I'm going to stay right here until Shiloh comes. I'm going to leave that alone. But I trust and pray that you receive this theme and that you will meditate on it and be guided by it throughout the year. Be steadfast,
unmovable, always abounding in Christ.
May the Lord bless you and heaven smile upon you.
Amen. We thank God for this. Oh, I'm just so excited. While I get myself together, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.
Oh, my, what a powerful lesson from our ecumenical patriarch assisted by Mother Bishop. Let me be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in Christ. How blessed we are to have the teaching that helps us when we read the Word of God to break it down and to get into the true meaning of each word. And I just love what you said, Bishop, and I took some notes, but the one thing I have heavily underlined, the unmovable believer has a taproot, and the well will never run dry. We have a taproot, saints, and we just thank and praise God for enlightening us as to what it really means to be steadfast. And what it means to be unmovable, and what it means to abound in Christ. What a wonderful lesson. And I don't know about you, but I feel so encouraged. And I'm standing my ground, and we're staying right here where the Lord has placed us. I know that you have been blessed, listeners, by this word today. I know that you have. And my prayer is that you will feel motivated to call in and share how you have been blessed by this word. So we encourage you to call in. Remember, the call-in number is 347-850-1415. If you are on Facebook and at the UFCCM website, you need to use your phone to call in to call this number. And then if you dial 1, our program director, Bishop Haywood, is standing by to bring you right in. Please don't be shy. Don't hold back, because the words of your testimony or even your question will not only bless you, but it will be a blessing to other listeners. So let's see who we have on the line this morning.
Caller, you are 920-819. Go right ahead.
Well, I just want to praise God. I want to give confirmation for this theme. I found my text message that I sent to Bishop Haywood, which I always forget to start out with saying I'd like to give honor to God, who is the head of my life, to Bishop and Mother Bishop Tyndall, to Teacher Tyndall, and to my bishop and bishop-elect, the Haywoods. Okay. On June 26th, I sent a message to Bishop Haywood, and I said, I have a thought for next year's conference. I humbly submit it to you. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified or afraid of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you will go with this people into the land the Lord swore to give to their fathers. You will enable them to take possession of it. The Lord is the one who will go before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or discouraged. So I just want to praise the Lord. I'm totally excited about this theme for this year. And it's just cool to be reminded of what God is calling us to go in and take possession of this land. And that's a pretty strong command. And I believe God's just really trying to, as Bishop mentioned, we should be an army of the Lord. And I think he is raising up his army to take charge of 2022. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Monica, for those comments. Bishop, do you have a comment? Bishop Tyndall, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Yes, did you have a comment on what Sister Monica just shared?
Yes, Teacher Tyndall. I was just sitting here and we were listening to what Deaconess Zindler had said, and I just kind of chuckled to myself. I said, because the Lord obviously was laying the groundwork and the hearts of his people to be prepared for this and to remind us and to that we are to stand fast. We are to be unmovable. We are to not be afraid. We are to be of good courage. We've just come through 2 years of uncertainty and discouragement and disappointment. But now he is telling us to go forth like he told the children of Israel, don't worry about what's behind. I got that under control. You're moving forward now. We've been moving forward by faith, and now we're stepping on to being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in Christ. And I thank you for that, Deaconess Zindler, because that dovetailed exactly what the Lord had given Bishop Tyndall as a theme of encouragement, a theme to light the way, a theme to keep us going in this time. And I thank you for that, Deaconess Zindler.
You know, if I could dovetail on what you're saying, Mother Bishop, as I meditated on the word last night as I went off to sleep,
yes.
I was thinking about being steadfast and unmovable. And it was revealed to me just before I went off to sleep. To be steadfast and unmovable does not mean that you should not be inflexible or adaptable. Because you are steadfast and unmovable, there must be a degree of flexibility in your life and adaptability. Because you are flexible does not mean you move your ground, but it means that you know how to get out of the way of the winds that come against you that would seek to make you, keep you from being moved. So there was a degree of flexibility and adaptability. God does not want us to be so inflexible until we miss what the Holy Spirit is doing in this age.
Amen.
Because he's not doing it today as he did it 50 years ago. Don't be so inflexible that you can't move forward what the Holy Ghost is doing. The Holy Ghost is dynamic, and the church is in a state of dynamic equilibrium. That means it is constantly moving. But it's not moving back, it's moving forward.
Yes.
It's steadfast, it's unmovable, but it is not inflexible.
Amen.
It is not unadaptable. And I think that's a very important point to consider.
Yes, it is, Bishop.
Amen.
And,
thank you, Bishop, for that, because as Sister Monica was speaking and then Mother Bishop, I thought back to in September of 2021, the first church women's ministry theme was Joshua 1 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. And when we're strong and of good courage, we will be steadfast. We will be unmovable because we're not afraid and we're not dismayed. So
that's
it seems like the Lord is not trying, but he is letting us know what he wants us to do, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, be strong, be courageous, don't be afraid, don't be dismayed, and reminding us that he is with us whithersoever we go, whatever we do, he is with us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's amen.
Right.
Bishop Haywood, do we have any other callers?
We do have another caller, and I do want to reiterate. And caller, in just a moment, you'll be on. You're at 817-357. You know, I'd like to add something, to that, or just have a quick thought. We wrote a song, I wrote a song, Pastor Bev and I, that we've been intending to record for probably about 30 years and haven't done it yet. And it's called, the name of the song is Maranatha, our Lord cometh, and when Bishop brought that scripture up, anathema or anathema Maranatha, one of the things that, I would say in that song, translated, well, first of all, we know that, just a quick aside, that anathema, is Greek, and Maranatha is Aramaic in the same text. And so what happens is the word our Lord cometh, Maranatha, and then anathema, some folks have said, well, it means to curse. But it just doesn't mean to curse. It means to be cursed with a curse and hung up on the wall to be displayed for everybody to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, if any man loveth not the Lord, that word love, we know there's many translations of the word love. That word love specifically is phileo or filio. And that filio word means that you need to not only just love the Lord by saying it, but you need to entreat him, befriend him, be affectionate toward him in everything that you do, act, and say. Otherwise, you'll be cursed with a curse because he comes soon. So as Bishop brought that up, I was like, oh my goodness, wow, what a way to start the year.
Amen.
As people say, you better recognize. What's about to happen here?
Yes, indeed.
Amen.
And that is why it's so significant, Bishop Haber. Let me just say this quickly. That is why it's so significant that the Lord has led us to look to our ecumenical patriarch for to open up every year for us to set the tone, to set the stage.
Yes.
As he goes to the Lord on behalf of the UFCCM, and he goes to the Lord and asks God for guidance and direction for where he wants to lead us, then it's so important that we listen and we take this in. And, you know, God gives direction and instruction, and we look to our leaders. We follow him as we follow Christ. And we know that God has given him the word to give to this ministry, and we need to take it in. And, Bishop Haywood, you just said it just right. We need to take it in, act like we know, and get on with the program, because God is leading and directing us in the way that he should have us to go.
And I have to co-sign. I've got the co-sign on what you said, Teacher Tindall, about leaders and leadership. They're, you know, the tier of leadership. Nothing wrong with having a tier of leadership. I've often said many times, which is why, you know, if you, it doesn't matter what leader you are, you know, if you are your final authority and accountable to no one, then you're, you know, other than yourself, then you literally are accountable to no one. And no one can give you any direction or correction. You know, so I think it's important that our ecumenical patriarch, you know, who even though I am a consecrated bishop, that I follow, I listen to, and submit. And that's, so it's important. It's important that we have that understanding. You know, well, enough. Let me, because I'm ready to go other places, so let me stop like Mother Bishop was saying. Cause I see what she said, how she feels now. Okay.
Yes, yes. Well, let's hear from 817.
817, go right ahead. 817-357. Welcome to the UFCCM first laity show of the year.
Praise God. This is Pastor Sherry Rice Atkinson from Texas. God bless you all. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to first thank God and praise God for our ecumenical patriarch, Bishop Tindall Sr., Mother Bishop, Teacher Tindall, Bishop Haywood, and all the pastors, teachers, bishops, and everyone else that's on this call. As Bishop Tindall was speaking, God just kept saying to me, and really to us, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And then the Lord went on to say, may the Lord direct your heart into the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Then he said, watch the path of your feet, and your ways will be established. Hallelujah. So as God was, as Bishop was speaking, God was just reminding me to remind us that we need to check our hearts, watch our paths. Thank you, Jesus. Because he has a great work. He wants us to be firmly planted and socially established in him.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Atkinson, for sharing that with us. We want to hear more from you on one of our broadcasts about that, because it's so enlightening and so freeing when we accept what the Lord has said and we walk in it. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yes.
You are so welcome. I'm looking forward to sharing on a broadcast this year. God bless you all. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Atkinson.
Thank you.
Amen.
Well, I'd like to say that if you have a word or if you have a question, as Teacher Tindall has said, please press 1, and I'll bring it. Okay, I'm so sorry. You might hear that. I got a grandbaby. I'm burping her. So sorry. I was trying to do all of that in quiet in the background, but it just, it's, you know, babies don't cooperate. But if you are there, if you are there, please press 1, and then I will see you there, and I'll bring you right in. Otherwise, I'll just go down the line, and then just if you have anything, Teacher Tendo, I can just bring different ones in. Because sometimes, you know, folks have a hard time, I guess. I'm pressing the 1 or remember to press the 1, and they say, oh, I have something to say. I get texts, Teacher Tendo, from people, oh, I have something to say. I'd like to say something. I'm like, you have to press 1.
Please press 1 every time.
I'm not
going to
know.
Please right, press so
have,
1 on your phone.
920, you're at 920-344. Go right ahead, 920-344.
Blessings, everyone. Blessings, Bishop Tendo and Mother Bishop, Teacher Tendo, and blessings, Bishop Haywood. I'm going to give an honor to God, who's the head of my life. This is Deaconess Tequila.
Yeah.
I, you know, was blessed by what Bishop was speaking on. It greatly touched me because when he spoke on steadfast and immovable. And so as I was looking over that scripture there, my eyes quickly jumped over to 1 Corinthians 16:13, where it mm-hmm. says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong.
Mm, yes.
So, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, when you brought up that song about, you know, being planted by the rivers of water, you know, we as saints, you know, we do have to be planted like a tree, like a palm tree. And when he brought up the example about being, not being so, I guess, stiff, where we, you know, we have to be flexible, you know, like a palm tree, you know, it goes through the storms, it goes through the weather, and it bends mm-hmm. and it wavers, but it stands back up.
Yes. Yes.
But the mirror of the picture that brought to my mind that I got was like a permanent picture on a wall. You know, mm-hmm. it goes through those storms, it goes through weather, it goes through teared up like concrete, but something, but, you know, no matter what, God just rinses that off, but it's still mm-hmm. standing. That picture is still beautiful, you know. So it's just like you just have to press forward no matter what, you know. And when he brought up about suiting up, no matter what the weather is, no matter what the storm is, no matter what the circumstances is, you know, you can't smile when things are going right. You have to smile even when things are going wrong.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I get that, you know, and a lot of people don't, but they have to start getting that. You know, you still have to suit up. You still have to dress up. You have to still get ready, you know, no matter what. So that was a blessing to me, and that really spoke out to me. Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you. Tequila. Pointing out that analogy of the palm tree. Mother Bishop, I know you want to say something.
Yes, indeed. I just want to say, first of all, I thank God for Deaconess Tequila. She always has some thoughtful insights, and I thank her for that, because oftentimes when we think of trees, we think of a mighty oak tree or a red tree and all, but remember where this letter was actually written. There were no mighty oak trees there. The main trees that they had were the palm trees, and they were there for a reason, because they had the flexibility of being able to move when the horrific sandstorms came and battered on the trees, and they would sometimes almost look like they're laying to the ground, but after the storm, they would rise right up. They didn't splinter. They didn't break. They didn't do like a lot of trees that we see in a storm. You know, the mighty oak tree, it may be mighty, but if a storm comes strong enough, it's going to split that tree. So, you know, and that is such a valid point to think in terms of a palm tree
and that it is flexible. But yet, that palm tree has a taproot that is so deep that you wonder how a tree is able to stay lush and green out in the desert. And that is because that taproot has found water that we can't even see. And I think the same thing applies to us as God's children, that we've got to be, as Bishop said, we've got to be flexible, not bending it in the sense and breaking. We can be flexible and move with the times. And he said that. And I think that's such a valid point.
Yes, it is.
Things that we may have done 60, 70, 80 years ago are very different than how we do them now. But we're not breaking. We're just being flexible. We're bending like that palm tree. But our source of water does not change. It
Amen.
Is the same.
Amen.
So I thank you. I thank you for those comments, Deaconess Tequila.
Yes. You know, Mother Bishop and Bishop, as I'm listening to these callers, we have a crop of potential speakers for this year on this topic.
Yes. Yes.
Because God is just opening up understanding and giving enlightenment. Pastor Rice Atkinson and Deaconess Tequila and Sister Monica, you know,
yes.
God is just opening up our minds and our thoughts. And I just know during this year there will be many who will participate on this broadcast with sharing how God has enlightened them about
mm-hmm.
the theme for this year.
I believe that too, Mr. Teacher. I certainly do.
You know, I need to get too far away from what we were talking about, but I'm sitting here thinking of how well God have us covered.
Yes.
In the sense that if you break, he's the one that knows how to put
the pieces
back
together.
Amen.
I'm going to use that Lord that I'm giving up that water into another dimension of the same thing.
Yes.
The idea being that if you're rooted in Jesus, should you break, you're in the hands of a potter.
Yes.
But you know what, Bishop? I like the fact that you said when you break, not if you break. Because
yes,
the reality of life, as we are human beings, both spiritual and human, there are times when we're going
to
break.
That's true.
Oh,
that is so true.
And God knows it. But as Bishop pointed out, we can always look to Jesus, the potter, will put us back together again. Praise be to God.
If it's so broken down, you can't stop the tears.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes.
If it's broken down, you don't. You feel like giving up.
Yes.
Well, you're yet connected to the source, and he's not going to leave you.
Yes.
Because like he told Joshua, I will be
with
you,
yes.
whithersoever you're going. And
that's right.
Jesus said to us, whosoever cometh to me,
I will in no wise.
And see, Bishop, we may break, but we're still connected to the taproot.
God knows just what to do.
Yes. Oh, this lesson, I'm telling you. Bishop Haywood, do you have any other callers?
No, there's many callers online, but no one as yet has raised your hand one. I also want to remind you, if you were on and you press one once already, when you go off, press one again. That way, well, we do have another caller, just press one. But if you press one, please be sure to press it again when you're off, and then your hand will go down, and I won't be confused. You know,
all right.
More than I normally am. one second. Caller, where'd you go? I'm so sorry. All right, caller, you're at 301-758. Go right ahead. 301-758.
Yeah, good morning. This is Elda. I just want to say praise God for the message this morning, and I thank God so much for the theme for this coming year for UFCCM. And as I was listening to the comments concerning the trees, I just want to share that this week we had a severe snowstorm with real heavy, heavy snow. And when I looked outside, I saw that there were a lot of trees that were bent over. Even on my front, there were some trees. The limbs were bent down to the ground full of snow. And there were some other trees out back that were even larger that were bent over. But when the snow began to melt, the limbs on the smaller trees bounced right back up. And some of the trees, the bigger trees, lost a lot of their limbs. And as I thought about this thing of being steadfast and unmovable and that taproot, because it occurred to me it doesn't matter how big a tree is. If it's not strongly and firmly rooted and grounded, then it won't bounce back up. And that tells me that as Christians, no matter who we are or where we are in Christ Jesus, as long as we continue to just let that taproot develop and cultivate our relationship with God, then we won't have to worry about bouncing back. God will bring us back. And I just thank God.
That's all right.
I just thank God for being able to share that this morning, because sometimes what we see with the eye is not always what the end result is. So
yes.
I just want you to pray for my tree, pray for my natural trees that they will bounce back, but also pray for each other, for our spiritual trees, that we will stay strongly, firmly rooted and grounded in the word of the Lord and be steadfast and unmovable. Thank you.
Amen.
That's all I wanted to say.
Amen. Thank you, Elder Hunt. Amen. Well, you know, our broadcast, we started, and I've been praying for God to enlarge our territory in the USCCM and the Laity Broadcast and all of our ministries. You know, we started with our broadcast lasting an hour, and they're gone over a little over an hour, and I do hope you're still motivated to listen, because when we talk about and hear and learn the things of God, we can't get enough. And there is room for more for us. So I do hope you hang in with us and continue to hang with us on the broadcast this afternoon. And Bishop Haywood, before I come forward with announcements, do we have any more callers who have raised their hands?
No, we don't have any other callers that have raised their hand as yet. But let me scroll down in the studio because it's expanding all the way down to the bottom. All right. Okay. So no one else has raised their hand yet. I guess they're all slain, either slain in the spirit or trying to figure out how they're going to preach this tomorrow.
Amen. Well, you know, many times we hear the word, and sometimes the word of God is so awesome that it renders us speechless. All we can do is just take it and soak it in and meditate on it. So I hope that's
what
I
remember that remark.
I'm sorry?
I said I resemble that remark.
Yes, absolutely. So I just want to thank our Ecumenical Patriarch and Mother Bishop. Thank you, Bishop, for just sharing this theme and sharing with us the direction and focus for the UFCCM for this year. We consider it an honor and a blessing to have you on. And being a part of the move of God by means of this broadcast today. And we want to thank our Ecumenical Patriarch and our Episcopal Board of Bishops. They have supported us down through these 7 years of this broadcast, and we have been steadfast and unmovable, Bishop Haywood, and we're not going anywhere. We're going to continue to do the work of the Lord by means of the anointed UFCCM Blog Talk Radio. And we're so grateful for our many listeners who tune in and support us. And I just feel like God has great things in store for us in 2022. And what he has shared with my spirit is for us to keep Jesus in view in 2022. Amen.
Amen.
So I do have several announcements that I would like to share with you. I would like to let you know that our next broadcast will be on February 12th, 2022. We're looking forward to you all joining us, and we will go to the Lord and seek direction for who we shall ask to be our presenter for our February broadcast. I want to let you know that Mother Bishop, who is the editor-in-chief of the USCCM National Newsletter, will be sending out a newsletter, I think, sometime in February, Mother Bishop, or January?
It will be late January.
Late January. And I just want to call your attention that I have asked her to put in a help wanted announcement. And the help wanted announcement is that the UFCCM Ministry of Laity Training is seeking those who are willing to participate in a laity outreach broadcast mentorship experience. So I want you to be on the lookout for that. This will be a three-month mentorship with myself and Bishop Haywood to give you practical training and experience in hosting these broadcasts and all the other things that go along with it. And I just want to ask you to go to the Lord in prayer and seek his direction for you to be led to participate in as be mentored. And I just want to tell you that we're not going to pay you, but the pay is out of this world. Amen?
Amen.
So I want you to keep that in mind. Also, on Saturday, January 22nd, will be our first UFCCM Laity Network Connection Zoom event. And that will be at 11 a.m. Eastern and 10 o'clock Central. And Bishop Haywood will, closer to the date, be putting up something on our website. He does put such beautiful banners up there so you can go and see the topic and click and come right in. And our topic is going to be the pages of our lives. The pages, not the days of our lives, but the pages of our lives. And if you want to be a part of this, please mark your calendars for Saturday, January 22nd. Also, keep in mind our annual conference dates of June 22nd through 24 in 2022. And our Mother Bishop and our Bishop will be sending out more details about that as appropriate. Remember our 24-hour prayer meeting on January 28th and 29th. And our Ecumenical Patriarch has already sent out information so to each jurisdiction. So we're inviting everyone to sign up and take some time to spend with the Lord in prayer as the entire UFCCM goes before the Lord in 24-hour prayer. Remember our International Women's Ministry and all the things that they're doing. And we have so many things that are going on in the UFCCM. We are truly a dynamic ministry, and my constant prayer is, Lord, enlarge our territory so that we
yes.
can reach out. We want to win the world for Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And we believe that we ask God to help us to reach out to lost men and women or those who just need a word or who need a greater understanding of the word through the UFCCM and its various ministries. And for those who want to know more about the UFCCM, we invite you to go to our website at ufccm.org. And as always, if you have questions or want more information or just to let us know how you have been blessed by these broadcasts or if you have any topics that you're interested in, whatever, feel free to contact me at teachertindall@ufccm.org. We would love to hear from you. Before I ask Bishop Haywood to give us our closing prayer, and I just want to comment, he's been so faithful. Even with his grandbaby, he is still doing the work of the Lord. And that's an example that we let nothing give us an excuse not to do what we're called to do. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And in closing, I want you to remember that faith makes all things possible, that God works all things together for our good, and that love makes all things beautiful. So, Bishop Haywood, would you come and give us our closing prayer?
Thank you, Teacher Tindall. And I'd like to say that we are so thankful and grateful to who God has called you to be and so consistent, steadfast, and unmovable in this ministry as well. It is such a blessing. It's an example. And as we all, you know, begin to position ourselves to position others to continue the work, you know, we just continue steadfast, you know, as we are unmovable in the work that we're doing even right now today. I'd like to say to our ecumenical patriarch, and I also want to say our matriarch as well, that, you know, it is a blessing, you know, and an honor, you know, to work with, you know, as well as to have you both, you know, to lead us. You know, it's both an honor. You know, oftentimes and many times it's very difficult for those that are strong leaders themselves and know what they're doing to find someone that you can say, hey, I trust this person to cover me. You know, and
yes.
So and we do. So we want to continue to pray with and for them, their strength, their longevity, you know, and that, you know, I'm going to say this, and perhaps I shouldn't say it the way I'm going to say it, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, Mother Bishop and Bishop Tyndale, you know, should never retire.
Praise
keep
God.
Doing what you're doing, and let
yes.
us continue to follow, you know, and
Amen.
Do what we do. And you know, we have we're life. We're in the thing together for life, you know. So, but I but we honor you as well as all of the UFCCM affiliates, bishops, pastors, clergy, and laity. We honor you all as we go into prayer. Father, we thank you, and we praise you right now for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're yet going to do. Father, we ask God right now, Father, that you would move, Lord God, like never before. Father, move
yes,
in our lives
Lord,
like
God.
Never before, God, right now. Father God, renew our vision, Lord God. Strengthen our resolve, Lord. Father God, we bind every enemy, every spirit. Lord God, right now, we take authority right now in the name of Jesus, Father
yes,
God, over every depression spirit. Father God, everything, Lord God, that may have, Lord, been hindering on the past year, Father God, that we use that, that we pack it up and we tie it up, and, Lord, we
yes.
put it in a place, Lord God, Father God, of reference that we will that it knows it is defeated, and we also can look at it and say what is to come will be defeated, and we walk
yes,
into victory.
Lord,
so we thank you even right now. Father,
mm-hmm.
touch God right now from the crowns of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God, and
empower
the membership of the UFCCM. Empower the God right now, every member of every affiliate church, Lord God, right now. Empower, encourage, Lord God, and give us direct vision, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, even now, Lord God, if it seems like our feet are slipping, God, Father, let us tap into that tap, God, right now, in the name of Jesus. And God, receive, Lord, refreshing nourishment, Lord God, from the place in the desert where we might be standing even right now. So God, touch God right now, and as we move forward, God, we move forward in vision, Lord God. We move forward, Lord, with our mind, Lord, and our spirit, Lord God, fixed on that place of direction and destiny that you have already called us. We may not be there yet, but God, we're headed in that direction. And Lord God, even if we fall, even if we falter, God, we shall not bend, we shall not break, Lord God, but God, we shall continue, Lord God, to be who you called us to be. So we thank you, God, right now for the UFCCM and every, Lord, every ministry, every area of the UFCCM, Lord God, to be an example. And we thank you, Lord God, that even as we are small, as our elder Hunt said, even as we're small, Lord God, let us continue to be unmovable and grow in it, Lord God, so as we grow bigger, that we will be trained to never break. So we thank you, God, in Jesus' name. We give you the honor, the glory, and the praise in Jesus' mighty name. And we claim and call it done, and it is so. It is so. And it is so.
Thank you, Lord. Until next month, go in love and peace. We love you all.
Love to you all, too.
The pastor cannot do it alone.
That's right.
And so it is important that the laity be trained and prepared to help the work of the church, to help in the work of the ministry, so that the body of Christ may be built up and matured spiritually, as we're taught in Ephesians chapter 4. So the laity has an important role in the church.
Stay- Stay up to date with all UFCCM news, events, and happenings. Go to UFCCM.org. Also, find us on Facebook at UFCCM Today. Did you know that you could contact the UFCCM through the National Switchboard? Call 833-88-UFCCM. That's 833-888-3226. Go to the UFCCM website for specific extensions.